Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 100 for Wednesday, October 14th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished weaker on Wednesday due to losses in soybeans and the action of the Canadian currency. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $3 lower, with the November contract coming in at $475.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Bigger-than-expected yields also dragged on values, while canola faced stiff technical resistance at the $480 per ton mark. However, slight gains in U.S. soy oil were supportive for values, while farmer selling hasn't been as aggressive as initially thought. Commercial demand is picking up, and there are concerns about a lack of moisture in South America, which was supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 3 to 4 cents, with the November contract coming in at $9.10 per bushel. Prices moved lower after the USDA announced that 62% of the U.S. soybean crop was now harvested. That was a sharp increase from last week when just 42% of the crop was done. The weather in the U.S. Midwest is expected to be favorable in the coming days, which should keep harvest clipping along. Corn was 5 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $3.79 a bushel. Market activity was lukewarm as the rapid pace of the corn harvest dampened buying interest. About 42% of the U.S. corn crop has been taken off, which is ahead of last year's rate. A hard frost is forecast for the upper Midwest next week, and that should end the growing season. Wheat was lower by 10 cents after prices issued a correction. The most frequently traded December contract came in at $5.09 a bushel. Buying tapered off as more and more analysts expressed concern about the U.S. exports. The strength of the U.S. dollar is making it difficult for U.S. exporters, who are finding it tough to compete with players in Russia and Ukraine. Hedge fund managers have become extremely nervous. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 14th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.